Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hand in my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove. On the life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life after Dust Live. This is your boy, Teddy J, and man, it is a very beautiful Tuesday. Thank God it's not raining today in Texas. It was driving me nuts yesterday. But because you don't know, I am your host, Teddy J. And hey, every Monday through Thursday, we do it big right here or one of the craziest shows on the net. So here we go. Maybe with today's show not being any different, you know, we're going to definitely have another hot show for you. And it's always a blessing whenever they have very, very beautiful ladies come to the show. And definitely showcase some of their craft and just what they got going on. So today I got one of the newest additions to the Dust Divine Model Group Coalition, which is my girl Yummy. We'll be chopping up with her. Heck, on Twitter, you can find her at Yummy, that's YUMMI 1986, and that'll take you to her Twitter. So make sure y'all definitely check that out. And we'll chop it up today about a lot of the great stuff she's been doing. Most definitely. And how crazy how a lot of our circles intertwine a lot. Because I started doing the research and whatnot, and I was like, dang, we know a lot of the same people. They're in higher up positions. So that's always good. I always let you know that you're working with the right people when stuff like that goes down. So let me go ahead and check the phone lines. And shout out to my girl, Miss Computer Lady, in the building, too. I see you. All right. Let's go check it out, see who we got in the building. All right, Carla, you on Life After Dust Live. Who am I talking to?
This is Yummy.
What's up, Miss Yummy?
Nothing much.
Oh, man, it's definitely a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
No, most definitely. Like, I'm reading, like, I've read some of the stuff. You know, when I put the bio together, it's always crazy. I put y'all bios together, and I really started looking at just a little thing y'all sent me. I'm like, what the heck? And we got a lot to chop up today, so
okay.
Y'all definitely gear up. Y'all gear up for it. Y'all going to be like, dang, I got a lot of accomplishments in 30 minutes, but hey, that's what goes down. First off, let's go ahead and go into where you from and whatnot.
I am from Tupelo, Mississippi. My hometown is Aberdeen, Mississippi, but I live in Tupelo, and I love it. I love my country state.
Yeah, I like it too. There's a lot of bad chicks in Mississippi.
Oh yeah. We don't get as much recognition as the girl from the ATL, but we on the come up.
Yeah, they got some sleepers over in Mississippi, because y'all got a lot of talent. I've heard. I've been blessed to hear. There's one girl, who's a singer there. She is phenomenal. So, and she's an independent artist. So it's just y'all got a lot of stuff going on, and just more and more as y'all start to build up Mississippi. Hey, because y'all so close to ATL, sometimes people want to try to say, oh yeah, you know, ATL, but y'all deserve the recognition.
Right. Yeah.
As far as like the modeling and whatnot, like, what led you to going into modeling, by the way?
Oh my goodness, I have been wanting to model for as long as I could remember, but a lot of stuff got in the way, and so I kind of put it on the back burner. And then I work hard every day. And so when I need my little break, I used to hit this nightclub called Club Mirage, and I loved to dance. So everybody, you know, was just sitting on the sidelines, looking to wait and see who's going to get on the dance floor. And I'm like, I'm going to get out here, you know. And my friend's like, girl, ain't nobody out there. And I'm like, I really don't care, you know. So I got
exactly.
out there.
Exactly. That's
started,
how I am, too. I
you know?
Hate that.
Right. I got out there and I start doing my thing, and then the guy that owns the club was like, you need to come back every weekend. I'm like, you know, I work, but the days I'm off, you know, I'll come back. And that's what I did, and people start knowing me from that. And when I show up and we all hit the dance floor, have a good time, and then it just led from there to me hosting a lot of parties at clubs. And then I just said, well, I'm going to go to the ATL and take me some pictures. So I went and met up with this photographer, Mr. Ruben, Miguel Ruben from the ATL. He's originally from Memphis, but I met up with him and I said, I just want to take some pictures to see where it's going to go. And I did, and it was from there I just went straight up.
Was definitely it. And, you know, I mean, I'm tripping me because like, that's how I'm like, you know, a lot of people, it's weird because they say you're a DJ, but you're the person that when you're not DJing, that to get. I'm like, there's a lot of people that DJ, and when they not DJing, they are the most biggest wildflowers there are. I'm the person, if I ain't touching the music, I'm on the floor, and I'm about to make sure everybody behind the scenes is around. So, you know, I just connected with that so much. I'm like, man, shoot, we need to get you out of here. Y'all be crying. I'm like, oh, yeah, y'all be crying, man. I'm kind of people I like hanging around.
I know, right? I'd love to hit the dance floor. I'm not claiming to be the best dancer because I'm not, but I can get out there and I make something happen. I make other people want to get out there with me. I'd be like, what? She ain't scared, so I'm going to get out here too, you know. That's what I'm all about, having a good time.
In the chat room, she was saying, she was agreeing with you, said that. She said, sometimes you got to own the dance floor and the music's bumping and nobody's going there. It makes no sense. Exactly. I'm like, dang, it's a hot song. And y'all can tell me y'all not, man, whatever. But, all right,
that's
so I'm going to even more, like, before I get to that, the features. First of all, I want to know, how'd you get the name Yummy? Because I know a lot of people are like,
Well, I kind of just got it because I'm known for pushing the envelope with my clothing. Like some of the pictures I take in, I don't, a lot of models, they just do that just to take their pictures in and get featured. I wear stuff like that almost every day. I'm known for wearing those little mini skirts with my cheeks hanging out and wearing these stilettos everywhere. I don't even have to even be going anywhere and I dress like that. That's just who I am. I'm comfortable in my sexuality. A lot of girls are, they feel insecure around me. I don't know why, because I'm like the coolest person you'll ever meet. But I'm just comfortable being, as my mama say, half naked.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm comfortable like that.
You
know,
some people are
like,
always some hating behind people. Oh, she tripping out. She yeah, you know what? I'm tired of y'all.
Because I used to have a lot of friend girls, you know, and most of them look like shaped up like butt for the body, you know what I'm saying? And they even felt insecure around me. So I don't have a lot of people I can call my friends, to be honest with you, females-wise. So I'm just, that's the way I've always been. And, you know, it just, I don't know, the females, they hate me, really don't care, because if they get a chance to know me, they'll see, oh, well, she ain't like that. She might dress like that, but she ain't nothing like that, you know. And the guys,
right,
they say, oh, well, you know, she got a tail out, she's going to be easy until they talk to me. And they see, oh, well, wait a minute, she don't talk the way she look. Wait a minute, we're going to have to take a step back.
I'm a person of God's point of view for that. Like, basically, like, in my opinion, if a chick dresses like that, don't be, you know, so quick to call her, you know, easy or whatnot. Take that
right
as a good thing, or, man, at least this chick show. Like, for me, it's not that it's easy. It's that, what, hey, this woman shows her sexuality so smoothly. It makes me feel like, okay, like, dang,
right,
like, she's like, wow. I can't even put my finger on it. It's crazy. It's an intangible thing I can't quite explain.
Right. I look at it, my best features are my legs. I love to show my legs off. So anything that's going to make my legs look awesome, I'm going to wear it. I'm going to wear the highest heels. I'm going to put on the shortest mini skirt, wear the shortest shorts, and I'm going to rock them. That's my thing. I don't have a big old ghetto booty or anything like that, but I have nice legs, so I rock anything that makes my legs look awesome.
I don't know about that. It's still pretty nice. We're not going to don't try to touch it, because people are going to go in there, they're going to be surprised if you tell them something else.
Well, that's the first thing people notice about me, besides my eyes and my full lips. They see my legs, and they be like, oh, those are your real legs. I'm like, yeah, I walk, I run, I can dance in my 6-inch stilettos. I do Cabo. I do hip hop aerobic. I do a lot of that. So that's mostly where the tone in my legs come from.
And I'm always a guy, I always say the eyes, I'm always the first thing I look at a person. Of course, I look at the other physical features too. But I look at eyes. I don't know what it is. I'm an eyes person.
Right.
Eyes will tell you. When you can look into someone's eyes, you can look into their soul. It's like you can seep into their soul, and you can actually feel what their actual mindset is when you look into their eyes.
Right. Right. I feel you on that. I feel you.
I'm dropping some knowledge every now and then. All right. We're going to take a quick song break and then come back, because we got some more stuff to talk about.
Okay.
This is track here by my boy, Turquoise G, was one of the hottest, most viral campaigns on YouTube and the net. We gotta check them out. They always make some songs. You're like, dang, man, how they get so much press on some of this? They clever. So here we go. This song is called Licky Sticky, and we'll be right back on Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Sandy J, special guest, my girl, Yummy, in the building.
A tummy scratch beat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
between the lines to place that S with a X. I'm trying to wipe you up so I can love you down. I travel around town to hear your ooh ah sound. I make that booty ripple. I'll make them juices trickle. I'm feeling real freaky. I might let you bite my nipple. Tonight is your choice.
Everyone, that was Licky Sticky by my boy Turquoise G. And it's definitely a song that, oh man, it goes hard to me. It's something that you can definitely sit in the bedroom. But anyways, we're back in the building with my girl, Miss Yummy. What's up?
What's up? I'm still here.
Crack yeah. All right. They're going to learn today.
Yes, sir.
All right, so let's talk about some of the features that you've done, because, man, you are all over the place. You've been on, that's the name of a few. You got G-Girls, you got Still Dreams Magazine, The Beautiful Magazine, Cherry Colada Magazine, and then, here goes the thing that got me, and this thing I was talking about earlier. You actually were featured in on the Wave X magazine, which that is a very good friend to the show. So I was like, wow. And I saw that. I was like, oh, man. I said, that's basically fam right there.
Oh, my goodness. I still have more features coming out. I can only name a few more off the top of my head. Like, I got a list somewhere. I know I'm going to be in, wait a minute, let me get it right. So Be It magazine. I'm the model of the week. I have that posted on my Facebook page and on my Twitter page. And I'm actually going to be on, wait a minute, FBM magazine and FACE magazine, you call it face. What else? Oh my God. It's a lot of stuff. I can't even remember.
You have to get a grocery list out to read. Like, okay, here we go.
I do. I actually do. Oh my God, I'm doing. I'm gonna be in like two or three calendars. I'm actually working on a calendar with the Black Lone Divas. Shout out to them. It's a lot of stuff I got going on, and it's not even just like doing modeling. I'm actually supposed to be working on music as well.
Tell me about that, because I know you did music now.
Oh, yeah, I do,
because you talked about you were doing acting and singing, so actually, I take that back. I'm not going to say I didn't know. But I didn't know how much you were into it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm easing my way into it. I'm new to it, but I have always wanted to sing, but nobody would really take me serious. They're so busy just gawking at me the whole time and want to put me in a video, but nobody wanted to hear me sing. So actually this guy from Memphis, he worked with, he signed with White Music, shout out to Lil White, Thug Therapy, that's his name, Big Thug Therapy, give a shout out to him, and we're going to be working on some stuff coming up real soon after they get off tour. Also, dipping my hands in the TV as well. I have a reality show coming up next year that I'm supposed to be a part of. I don't know too much more about that. They're only giving us bits and pieces. It's supposed to be like a shock and awe kind of thing. I was supposed to be working on a movie either in next month or in February. Not sure on the actual date. Not sure on the title, but I know I'm working on a movie. I'm excited about that. I don't know how big my role is actually going to be, but I really don't care. I'm glad, you know, to do it. Thankful to do it. Blessed. Appreciative. All of the above. So I'm working on a lot of stuff.
And here's the question, because a lot of people always go, oh, first off, as far as your personal advice, like if someone's trying to get into modeling, what's like your personal advice to them starting out?
Well, first off, you have to really want this, because if you're doing it just for the money, you're going to fail. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that. A lot of people think just because you're cute or you got a big butt, you're going to make it. That has nothing to do with it, because you have to really check your competition out. Whether you want to admit it or not, those girls are your competition. I always say, find something about you that's unique and run with that. You know, have a swag. And also, there's no reason in getting started in modeling if you don't have professional pictures. Nobody's going to look at you twice without them.
Right.
That's like the big thing. Nobody's going to look at you twice without professional pictures. Get your swag together. You know, have a swag. And don't just think just because, you know, you turn back and you show your butt, that's going to help you make it. I mean, it works for some girls. It don't work for everybody else. Have, like, a theme to yourself. Something just makes you stand out from everybody else, you know. I came to modeling. It's not for everybody. You know, a lot of people are not comfortable in their sexuality, but you don't have to do that. So many different fields in modeling, too, it's crazy. So don't just think you have to be naked to be a model, because you don't. You can do beauty shots, which is just, you know, your face, or you can do part modeling. It's just a lot of different, you know, fields. And you don't necessarily have to be signed to an agency. A lot of people think you do, but a lot of agencies are not going to take you on until you have a few projects, you know, behind you. You know, like you've been featured in a music video or recommended by a photographer or something to that nature. You know, start building your rep up, your resume, and if you want to be signed to it. But you necessarily don't have to be. What else? Just go in it, be confident about yourself. Don't let people tear you down, because they will. Just know what you're getting into, because it's a tough game and people are trying to take advantage of you and it's scams and it's everything. So that's my advice to people.
All right, well, hold on, because let's see, we got a caller. See who the caller is and where they're from, and check it out. All right, caller, you're on Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Shady J, special guest, Yummy. Who am I talking to?
What's up? It's DJ Sunny B, man. What y'all got going on?
What's up, Sunny B? That's my DJ fan right there. What's up, man?
Okay, what's up?
Hey, man, I had to call up here to tell y'all, man, for listening to y'all at the job, man. You know what I'm saying? Getting all these good tips on how to be a model.
Okay.
Sunny B, man. This dude right here, man, like every time, like, I like this dude, because like, he's one of those people, he's just like what we're talking about, you know, like, we do not like wallflowers.
I seen that post, and I said, man, let me call up here and see what they talking about.
Yeah. That's what's wrong. We need to get together and hit the club. They probably going to put us out. We're going to be too wild.
Hey, I got a track record as long as me. I done had my fun.
Oh, man. Oh, no, definitely, man. I'm definitely glad. I'm like, it's always crazy, like, when the family calls. He's like, what's up, man? What's up? So, yeah, most definitely. Like, yeah, that's like I said, this is, like, Sunny B is, like, definitely one of those people that, heck, is like, definitely what you're talking about, like, good networking and whatnot. A lot of people don't realize being humble in what you do. Like, this dude is, like, I really think he's probably one of the coldest DJs I've ran into in the Metroplex, and I'm not just saying it because I know him. I'm saying it because I've watched this dude, and he'll say, okay, hold on. Let me show you something real quick. And then this dude will pull. I'm like, did he really just do that?
He's just saying it because I've been hooking up with them girls.
Oh, no. You weren't about to tell him all that. I take that back.
Hey, well, I'm gonna get back with y'all, man. I'll see y'all Thursday, man. Man, I just wanna let y'all know, man. Y'all doing a fool up here, man.
Most definitely, man.
All right, I'll get back with y'all.
Oh, man.
That's
definitely, y'all. Shout out to him, man. It's always crazy when people just, hey, I'm like, y'all calling me, y'all sticking in on me. Okay. So as far as the other stuff, too, like, if a person is trying to get featured, like, what's, like, the one quick tip you can give people as far as trying to get featured? Because a lot of people, you know, is there such thing as hitting people up too much or not hitting people up enough? What is it that's the secret to it?
Well, really, you got to get a buzz about yourself. You got to have people talking about you. You got to give these magazines a reason to look at your pictures. You know what I'm saying? To look at you. Why should I put her in a magazine? You know what I'm saying? Create a buzz. Like, let's see. Like with me, some of my shots that I have in the magazine, they're showing just enough to make you go, wait a minute, what's going on with that? You know, wait a minute, I want to see a little boy. Wait a minute, they got more pictures in there. You know, create a buzz. Twitter is the best place to create that buzz. Facebook. Let's see. A lot of people use YouTube. That's another spot. But just create a buzz. Like I said, your pictures, they'll make or break you. That's a good start. You got to have some professional pictures. They got to be on point. And I'm telling you, some of these photographers.
I can't trust them.
You know, they will work with you. I'm telling you. You have some that does time for print, which, you know, they're free. You know, they'll work with you. You go in and they'll shoot you all day and you don't have to pay nothing. You know, if you got that look they're looking for, use that. I always ask that first. You do time for print, you know, everyone's like, yeah, I work with you, you know. Especially they know you're trying to use these pictures to be a magazine. Or you can hit up specific photographers, you'll pay a price, and like I said, it won't be too much, and you'll automatically get a spot in a lot of these magazines. Which one? Let me take a one. Stones Magazine, I know the guy that I shot with in ATL, he is one of their photographers that they like to use. He is really cool. Shout out to Mick. Got a shout out to Mick. He paved the way. I have got to give a shout out to him. If you really want to get started and you really don't want to spend, like, a load of money to get these awesome shots, go to Mick. He will hook you up. He comes to Memphis often. He's in the ATL. He works with a lot of these guys in the magazine and just all over the place. He will hook you up. But he's not the only great one I've worked with. I've worked with Mr. Roger from Memphis, Reflections Modeling Agency in Memphis. I was supposed to work with Greg Moore. I'm going to shout out to him, but I had to cancel. That was my fault. But your pictures, they say a lot about you. So definitely the pictures will get featured. And if a magazine doesn't feature you, don't give up. A lot of people will give up. Well, they don't want to put me in there. I'm just going to give up. No. Put that stuff on Facebook. Put it on Twitter. That creates a buzz. Once you get a buzz, these magazines will knock you over to put you in this magazine. I'm telling you.
Exactly.
Create a buzz.
Like, it's been people that say they won't they won't mess with me. But then all of a sudden, you know, the more and more, you know, the buzz is getting out more and more. They're like, oh,
right.
Man, they're like trying to knock over doors to get to me. Like, oh,
yeah.
I'm going to get to you.
Right. That's how it was when I started, you know. A lot of these magazines wouldn't, you know, feature me. And then when I created the buzz, they were pretty much knocking me over. So you got to create that buzz. That's important. I swear it is. And if you're not used to people hating on you, this is not the job for you. Because you are going to have enemies. I swear to God.
Entertainment as a freaking whole is not a job for you. You can't accept hating.
I swear, because you got some of these magazines who will say, okay, well, I can't put you in a magazine because maybe your booty ain't big enough or your breasts are not big enough. You got to take criticism, just choke it up, and move on to the next, because what he won't do, another magazine will blow you up, put you on the cover. I'm telling you. Cause it's
right,
not
sometimes,
always
sometimes you can't get mad, because some people get mad because the magazine, like sometimes if you do your read, because a lot of times some people mess up is they don't do their research in the magazine.
Right.
They don't do that. So
you got
that.
Know what type of magazine you want to be featured in. Know the layout of it, and try to go with the same kind of flow they're trying to create. You know, every magazine doesn't want pictures of girls in a thong and bent over like that. Every magazine is not like that. Some of them just want beautiful girls in a magazine. You know, work with what you got. Don't be going out here creating and fake breaking all the stuff that you don't have. Work with what you got. That's what I'm doing. I'm working with what I got, and that's what's getting me where I'm at. I'm working with my legs. I'm working with my face. I'm working with all of it. Those are my best features. So work with what you got.
All right. I got a couple things for you, Raw. Now, I'm going to definitely, first off, I'm going to mention this. Yeah, you actually, she's the feature model of the week on Dust Spot and whatnot, so y'all definitely check that out. Which is also the newsletter that we do every week, so y'all definitely check it out. And we're definitely blessed to, once again, I'm blessed to have you in the group, because, you know, that's the whole point of Dust Divine Model Group. It's not, I did not start this thing in order just to be another model group that everybody says, oh, Miles, another model group. The divine part of it itself says enough. Like, y'all are different. Something different about y'all that just sets y'all apart from what
right.
modeling is. And that's what I appreciate. And y'all, and pretty much every time I talk to all y'all, most of y'all, but pretty much all of y'all, y'all just super humble, and it's great to be around.
Right. That's always important to have that, especially in this industry when there's so many. I'm just going to tell you, I've run into a lot of these professional models who get real snooty when they see new faces come in because they look at you as a competition. You might not be looking at it like that, but they look at it like that, and you just, some of them be real snappy and mean mugging you, and then you got some that just will hold you down, which I got to give a shout out to Lady Fire from New York. She's been having my back since day one. And Lady Fire, she is on fire. They doing big things in NYC. So I got to give a shout-out to her. I love her to death. So that's another good
Definitely.
Person to get good advice from. So I got to give her a shout-out.
All right, so before we get ready rolling out, go ahead and remind everybody as far as like where, how they can catch you up and whatnot.
Okay, well, you can look me up on Twitter under Yummy1986, Facebook under Yummy. 01, and you can check my website out at yummyent.com, and Models on Deck under Yummy01, Model Turf, Yummy01, just all those spots, you can check me out.
Oh, definitely. And so as you're rolling out, man, once again, thank you for coming out. Y'all miss any parts of the show? Is anybody miss the show? You like I said, you miss any little part, or just getting here and you're like, oh, man. I remember, you can always do the show as many times as you want to. Like a couple of different places. You can go all week, or for next week, it'll actually be on the Dust Spot. So you go to the Dust Spot, click the Life at the Dust tab, and you can listen to the show there, or you can go to iTunes and download for free from iTunes as well. So lots of different ways of doing that. Just type in Life at the Dust Live. And it'll pretty much lead you straight to where to go to on iTunes. Oh, man, let's remind y'all, go to DustSpot at DuskSCOT.com and follow me on Twitter at SettyJDust. And the Dust Spot on Facebook, that's THEDUSKSTOT. All right. Once again, thanks for stopping by the show. And, you know, I'm definitely glad, you know, it's probably that's the great part about doing these shows is because it's one thing to, you know, to chat with y'all, but when you get to break it down and find out all this information about y'all and just really get into y'all personality, that's the great part about it.
That's what's up. Thank you for having me.
And I want to also big up another thing. Y'all just look at her face. She's just another beautiful face. She is way more than that. This woman has graduated from DeVry University with a degree in health information technology. So, like I said, the other thing about Dust DeVry Model Group, we don't like dumb people. That means you got to graduate with a degree, but that means you got to have some common sense and you got to basically be above all in your thought process.
That's what's up.
All right, we're rolling them out, and everything y'all do, no matter what y'all do, remember where there's a J, or there's a so yummy, or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune to the episode of Life at Dust Live, your boy City J, in the words of Chris Brown, deuces.